from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey, reporter. Borders opened for migrants. Germany and Austria are welcoming thousands of migrants within their borders today. Most of the migrants have opted to seek refuge in Germany, Europe's wealthiest country, where an estimated 8,000 are expected to arrive by day's end. German officials have said they will accept as many as 800,000 asylum seekers this year. Correspondent Luis Ramirez is at the Hungarian-Austrian border. We asked about the mood of the refugees.
Well, it's gone from desperation at being stuck in the Budapest station, at not being allowed to transit Hungary and get to the Austrian border, to one of hope and certainly relief that they can now continue on their way to Germany. There is some confusion because some families have been separated. Aid workers are trying to reunite those who got on buses that provided by the Hungarian government with those who were left behind at the station, and trying to help them to get to Germany. Some people have run out of money, and so they're in need. There are some volunteers here, both Hungarian and Austrian, who are providing them with money, who are providing them with food, and more importantly, with information and guidance.
Guatemala holds a presidential election today, despite calls for a postponement and Thursday's resignation of President Otto Pérez Molina over corruption allegations. Hundreds of protesters, angry about the corruption scandal, called for the election to be delayed as they gathered at the Supreme Court building in Guatemala City, where Pérez Molina appeared in court on Thursday and on Friday. This is VOA News. Thailand's military-backed legislature has voted down an unpopular draft constitution, delaying general elections. Ron Corbin reports from Bangkok.
The rejection Sunday by the Thai military-appointed National Reform Council, NRC, has left Thailand with new uncertainties. A 36-member constitution drafting committee spent almost 12 months drafting the document, but faced growing opposition over restrictions on political parties and lack of public debate. If the charter had passed, a national referendum was to be held in the months ahead, with national elections in 2016. Now, a new 21-member drafting committee has 6 months to redraw the constitution before a referendum and elections likely in 2017. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
Authorities in Tajikistan say 9 police officers and 13 suspected militants have been killed in fighting blamed on a renegade defense minister who was fired from the Dushanbe government on Friday. Police say the deaths occurred in and near the capital as security forces pursued militants linked to ousted deputy defense minister Abdulkalim Nazor Zoda, a member of the country's moderate Islamic opposition. The Islamic Renaissance Party of Tajikistan was effectively banned last week for its alleged links to Islamic State terrorists. Americans observe the Labor Day federal holiday Monday. President Obama used his weekly address to talk about honoring America's workers. He also talked about the latest unemployment numbers, which are at a 7-year low.
On Friday, we found out that the economy created another 173,000 jobs in August. Over the past 5.5 years, our businesses have created 13.1 million new jobs in total, the longest streak of job creation on record.
Meantime, White House economic advisor Jason Furman warns economic gains could face problems because of issues with the overall global economy. Secretary of State John Kerry expressed U.S. concern over reports of Russia's enhanced military buildup in Syria in a telephone call on Saturday with his Russian counterpart, the State Department said. Secretary made clear that if such reports were accurate, these actions could further escalate the conflict, lead to greater loss of innocent life, increase refugee flows, and risk confrontation with the anti-ISIL coalition operating in Syria, the department said. 10 people are now reported dead and an unknown number of others missing after a fishing charter boat capsized off the southeastern South Korean coast late Saturday night. The South Korean Coast Guard says the 9-ton boat named Dolphin was found today near the resort island of Jeju, hours after it left the nearby island of Chuja and lost radio contact. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.